we notice throughout our day how we are triggered and how we say what's in and what's out and how we differentiate ourselves and harden our own sense of reality and identity against other people. And that's one of the ways that we feel real is by pushing off against other people.
Yes.
You know,
so
it's
we
interesting.
Can clarify what we value by what annoys us.
Yes.
But we can also use that to find our own blind spots and to see with greater complexity, which actually is one of the spiritual intelligence skills, is your complexity of thinking. If you can hold simultaneous perspectives elegantly, then you are able to be at a high level on that skill for complexity of thinking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And part of that is getting behind the eyes of that person so that you realize that, yes, Dick Cheney is trying to make the world a better place for his grandchildren.
Exactly. I remember the first time I heard the song that had the line in it, "And the Russians love their children too."
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It was during the Cold War, and I remember just being stopped by that song and going, oh, my God, I had so othered the Russians that I couldn't imagine that they love their children too. That's always been a powerful line.
Well, and to go to the, you know, the real and present danger, if you will, and that is the still odd radical fundamentalists with a big old bomb. They're trying to make the world safe for their children.
Yes.
From the great Satan, who has satellites in the sky pumping down pornography and corrupting and taking over our lands and our oil. I mean, you know,
right.
It's a practice. This is one of the things that I emphasize in my teachings about integral practice is that one of the just fundamental practices of developing an integral consciousness is just deliberately getting behind the eyes of other people.
Yes, it's
taking
a humbling process.
It is, and you not only want to get in there and see how they're seeing, but you also want to appreciate what they may have, what piece of the story and puzzle they have that you didn't.
Exactly, and that if I fail to do that, I am not delivering optimally on my gifts to the world, and I'm certainly not helping them to bring their gift to the world.
Yes.
So, you know, whatever is next for us has got to contain that great humility.
Yes.
And I think that's, you know, certainly a piece of what I'll be talking about in December. At the what?
Yeah, at the conference. Yeah, you're going to be doing a talk at the conference that we're psyched about. Because you know, this is what we're interested in in this conference too. Is, you know, here we are. We're evolutionaries. What's next?
Right.
What's our spiritual path? Because a lot of us are still in this sort of green stew of we've kissed a lot of frogs.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about my own spiritual path. How does that organize into daily back pocket ways of living that are ever more conscious? And as you say, the two wings of the bird, the wisdom and compassion.
Right.
And how powerful that teaching was to you.
Yes, yes. So, you know, when I was looking to define SQ, I wanted to define it as behaving with love. But the word love is very unfortunate in English how we use it. We say, I love my children and I love ice cream, and do not distinguish between what we mean by that. So the word itself was way too sloppy for me to use. And I found that definition from the East, that love is a bird with two wings. One wing is compassion, the other wing is wisdom. If either wing is broken, the bird cannot fly.